introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode here on the Introspective Podcast. We are continuing on with the Content Creator Week and helping you be a stronger creator with your content, stand out more online, and really build that authority. Well, today I am speaking with Junaid Ahmed, and we are going to be talking about setting up your home studio. Now, if you're anybody like myself, I have been very much so a piecemealer in this category, kind of aimlessly lurking through Amazon for equipment and, you know, just kind of piecemealing it together, really lost in this process. And, you know, Junaid and I, we connected online through Facebook, and every time I would see his videos come up, it was just this incredible looking setup. And it drew me right in. And I thought, you know what? We need to talk about this because I know there's a lot of people, and I've been through this. I've had conversations with people who've been through this. They're just lost in this process. It's like, how do I get the lighting right? I need to figure out my backdrop. I need to figure out the camera angle. The sound isn't where I want it to be. What microphone should I buy? Like all these things that go into the home studio setup. We're really going to dive into that and talk about things like your room, then like how to analyze your room, ways that you can really create some strong video, just some of the software and some of the equipment, and just really unpack this for you today. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my friend Junaid on to the podcast. Welcome, Junaid. It's good to have you here, brother. Your studio, that setup, man, that is looking sweet. How are you doing today?
Jake, thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here as well. Yeah, man, this studio has been I was just reminded of it yesterday. It's my COVID project. This is literally my COVID 2020 project that I was able to put together because, number one, I was spending a lot more time here. A lot of us spent a lot more time in their homes, in their home offices. And being a filmmaker for the past decade, I had learned so much by being on sets, by being on the production crew, by being on the, you know, staging crew, on figuring out, hey, what shows up in the camera and what doesn't show up the camera. So how do you block the scene? So I was able to bring all of that knowledge and apply it into my own studio.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to hear it was your COVID project. And I know that, you know, during last year, a lot of people had kind of unveiled some new things to kind of focus on. And this has really turned into something for you. And I know it's definitely positioning you, you know, as that expert in the field for home studios. And for a lot of people who, and this has been myself included, like when we think about our home studio, it can be a little intimidating. You know, there's a lot of equipment and there's the technical aspect of it as well. And I could see like in your background, I could see like your camera just kind of moving around like on auto. And it is really cool. Like how you were able to, I mean, look at that. That's just, by the way, we're going to get some clips of this on my Instagram as well as on YouTube, just kind of showing, this setup, and look at the camera angles, and it makes you look like a million bucks too. Like, it's like, man, like I don't know what this guy has to sell, but I need to give him my money and buy whatever it is because this looks amazing. So let's talk about, you know, for people who are just getting started, right? Like they just are getting started. What are some of the things that they may need to be thinking about in terms of creating amazing video, but how do they get started and how can they scale that into something like you have now?
That's an excellent question, Jake. See, the first thing that I tell everybody is that just get started, right? Meaning grab your phone, start recording, whatever comes to your mind, start speaking. Because number one, you want to get comfortable on the camera. Number two, you want to be comfortable enough that you're having a conversation with your friend, having a simple conversation with somebody without being focused on what you look like, because that audio, that voice is so powerful when it comes out from any of us. You know, we speak our truth when we speak that audio. So the number one thing for video is audio. So focus on the audio, make sure you're close to the microphone. And that's one thing that we focus on podcasting. You want to be close to the microphone, get that audio as crisp and clean as possible, because it is an intimate conversation that we're having on this podcast.
Right. Yeah, audio is really important. I have watched videos or listened to podcasts where the audio wasn't clean, and mm-hmm. it becomes a distraction. And yes. and at the end of the day, like, that message can only really be delivered through the audio. It's the yeah. voice, it's the delivery of hearing the thoughts that are coming out, and that's kind of what really moves people. And I feel like the visual aspect of it, it almost is like the visual piece of it helps the delivery of it. It helps further emphasize the message, makes it more interesting, it keeps your attention. So going into the visual, like with video, like, what are some of the benefits you see in adding kind of a high quality video aspect to the way you deliver content?
Well, so let's say we've already as podcasters, we've done so much conversation, we have so many opportunities to be able to talk. Mm-hmm. So we're comfortable in our own skin. We can say whatever it is that we want on the audio, right? We're comfortable enough. So once you've passed that stage on being comfortable in audio, and the next thing, what a good camera, good lighting, good setup, what that does, it just gives you authority. Just like you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. you see my video and you're like, okay, what is this guy doing? Why is this so crisp? Take my money, help me set my stage up like that. So that's the other thing that you build. As soon as you have good and clean and sharp audio and video, that combination, and a good story, that trifecta, people are going to be drawn to you like honey, like bees to honey, or mm-hmm. bees to nectar, or whatever, right?
Right.
I like to mention bees because I'm a beekeeper as well.
Are you really?
And
really, yeah. I had no idea. I would have never guessed that, especially being in Herndon. I guess yeah. I always think of Herndon because being in Northern Virginia area, it's like that hustle and bustle. I always think yeah. of like you know, but that's interesting. That's cool though. A little side note there.
Yeah. So what that does, it'll attract you, like you will be so attractive to people, or people will be attracted to you because you've got that trifecta. You got good video, good lighting, good audio, and mm-hmm. that story just resonates, right? I'm just keep adding more things to it.
Yeah.
But when that happens, you're going to be number two, because people start responding to you, you get even more comfortable. Mm. That imposter syndrome starts fading away. You're not somebody that's copying somebody else. You are your own person. You bring your own journey, your own story. So all of those things just boost you. It just gives you a boost. It's amazing.
That's a really good point about the imposter syndrome. When you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you're confident. And when you're confident, you're going to deliver a stronger message. And I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's your presentation of yourself. And I think, like, and you had touched on this, and I want to come pull this back to the front here. You're like, in this day of time that we live in right now, where everybody's virtual and we're working from home, like your home office, this is our sanctuary stage, right? Like, this is where we are serving. So you want to make it, you want to take care of it. You want to build it. You want to build your stage just as you build your message. And I think that if you combine those two things together, and you definitely stand out, you know. And like mm-hmm. I said in the beginning, when I started seeing your content come through the feed, it was very different than anything else. Mm-hmm. And it automatically made a connection in my mind that said, this is somebody who is really Like, it shows commitment to your business. That's a message I think it speaks out there. It's like, yeah. I'm committed to my business. Like, I really, I've got a strong message, but I'm showing you that I'm in making tangible investments into my business to help deliver the message, to make it more interesting for you, because you've got the different angles. You've got the setup. It's clean. It's nice. It doesn't distract. And it makes the experience better. And I think that's, as entrepreneurs, like, that's what we all should always should be thinking about, is like, how can I make the experience better for the people I'm serving? How can I make it better for them? And yes, the message may be clear, but, and it may be powerful, but there's still the delivery of it, and there's still the experience of getting that message. So what, you know, what would you say would be some things that, like, how does that resonate with you? And like, I want to hear about like some of the, like, as you've kind of going through 2020, this has become your COVID project. What's the journey been like for you as you've started developing this kind of a setup for yourself and really giving that commitment to your stage? Like, have you noticed, and I'm just going to kind of prime it a little bit here. Like, have you noticed that your network has grown tremendously more? Have you noticed that, people are reaching out more to you? Like, what are there any like kind of like KPI type things, you know, like indicators? It's like, you know what, once I got my studio set up and things kind of transition, X, Y, and Z started to really ramp up for me. What's that X, Y, and Z?
Man, that's an excellent, excellent question. And I want to go back to one specific thing that you had mentioned, the experience, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I am a user experience designer, so building a good experience is something that I've been doing for the past two, three decades, right? So I wanted to build that same experience for my audience, for the people watching me, and then also have a great experience for myself, because I, number one, solved a problem that I faced, that I was having, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna solve this problem for myself. I didn't even think that this was going to be something other people would want. Like, that's always the furthest away thing. You want to do things for yourself that, number one, make it more efficient for yourself, so that you're comfortable in your space. Now, the other thing that you mentioned is, this is our sanctuary. This is a place that we want to be comfortable in. This is not a drab cubicle that you go to at work. This is your home. This is your place to shine. So what I try to do is, hey, how can I create a space that's going to be mine and comfortable? Now, I've had this office for the past 3 years or since we moved to this house, right? Almost 4 years. And it was plain and drab to start off, right? I was like, okay, I've got my desk set up here. I've got bookshelves. I've got all the things that I could see. Mm-hmm. And then in 2018, I started my podcast, and I started doing interviews, I think towards the end of 2018. And I turned the camera on. And I had this webcam from like 10 years ago. So I turned it on, and I looked at my image, and I was like, okay, there's something to be fixed here. But I was like, you know, it's fine. This is a podcast. I'm not focusing on video. So let's just continue adding more value, bringing that audio, practicing. So that was the precursor to the studio. So as I'm going through life, as I'm going through the podcasting, as I'm connecting with people, doing LinkedIn lives, you know, sorry, LinkedIn local events, going up there and showing up there, just showing up there as myself with my passion in videography. Mm-hmm. I'm taking these gigs. People started noticing that, like, this one gentleman, Rod Ferrier, he said, hey, how about you teach people how to do good video on their smartphones? I'm like, sure. So I went through the exercise. I created this little walk through, hey, these are the different things that you want to focus on when you're creating video.
Yeah.
And I gave a talk on it at this event, which then came into becoming a little ebook. And I was like, okay, I want to shoot a video course around it. And then there comes back the video. I'm like, okay, let's turn the video on And boom, oh my God, all these yellow walls. How am I going to do it better? So I'm watching other people on LinkedIn create videos. They've got these nice vinyl backdrops. I'm like, okay, maybe I can do that. So I go and order this backdrop that looked really nice on the computer. But when it came, it was like kind of like washed out. I was like, you know what? Just follow through. Just go through, set it up. It was a nice wide backdrop. I set it up in my basement. Took me about an hour and a half to then set up the cameras, set up the lighting. And I've got younger kids. They're like, Dad, are you done yet? Because we need food. What are you going to feed us? We want to go play outside. I was like, okay, maybe I'll do this tomorrow. So come back the next day. You know, we're commuting to work. Come back the next day, same problem, right? There's never enough time.
Right.
So like, all right, let's just put it away. Actually, no, when I did say, okay, I have 1 hour when the kids are settled, I can go and record. I started speaking and I didn't know what to say. I didn't have a start. I didn't have a script. I didn't work on the script part, right? So that's what I tell everybody. Just get started. Just start talking, because when the gear is ready, because technology is so easy, there's millions of videos, there's millions of equipment that you can get to look good.
Yeah.
The story is what's hard. In fact, in Miami, there's a place that you can rent, that you can enter, and they have 10 different stages for Instagram stories.
Wow.
So they set up these very unique, like, each space has its own look. So you can just go in there. They got the lighting and everything set up. All you got to do is just show up with your camera, shoot a little video, and you can create like so much content there. It's mind blowing. $300 per hour is how much they're charging you to come in here. And I think they have 10 or 15 different stages set up for you.
That's interesting. It's so funny you bring that up. There was like a year ago. Maybe not a year ago, quite a year ago, but here within like the last year, I actually had like a vision to do something like that here. And I don't know how well it would take off in Roanoke.
Roanoke's got it. It will.
I feel like it would. I mean, it's big enough area, but like, I was like, you know, it would be really cool. And it's like, if just this was existed, it's like, wouldn't it be cool if there was just a place you could go and it had like different rooms you could walk into with different setups and you can just record your content and like you can go there, get it knocked out. I want to ask, now that we're on that conversation, like with that specific place, like, do they have people that work there that kind of help like guide you a little bit along, like how to do the production, or you just basically, here's the room, here's the equipment, like you're expected to kind of know what to do and you just go in and do it? Or do they have any kind of support there for people?
Well, as TikTokers and Instagram story creators, we're all constantly creating stories using our cameras, finding different ways to use them. So yes, they do have lighting. They have a tripod with a little phone clamp. So you can, you know, set it up all. There's no production assistant, because that means that you're now paying a higher money.
Right?
Because that knowledge, that know-how, that's why directors get paid a lot more than everybody else, because they bring that vision. So if you already have the vision, and as creators, we're constantly creating content, looking at other people, how they're doing. There's so many people creating tips. So yeah, all they're doing is like, hey, you got an hour in here for $300, or you can rent the entire day for like $3,000 or something. I can't remember. But yes, I think if you create a safe enough space where you have, and these rooms were 8 foot by 8 foot with three walls, and the front part is all open. That's where the camera is set up.
What a cash machine that must be.
And I was actually thinking of setting something like that in my basement, because I've got this one space.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could just divide it and have like two different sets here. It'd be like mind blowing. But yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. Makes me want to go to Miami just for that.
I know, right?
So, when we get into, and I agree with you, like when we get into creating content, I used to be this way. I'll tell you a little story here. This will make you laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
Like when I first, like, so in 2018, was it 2018? No, 2019, sorry. Because 2018 is when I kind of started getting into the online space. Mm-hmm. Started kind of like filling the waters out. And I was like, I want to, you know, I love video. It's like a secret passion of mine. I started watching Peter McKinnon videos on YouTube.
Oh, it was my like, God.
He's awesome.
That's a gateway drug right there.
Oh, I know. It's like you watch some Peter McKinnon videos, you are going to like want to be a photographer or a videographer. Like by the end of like two or three of them, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to get into this business. And so I started watching Peter McKinnon videos, and I'm going to do a YouTube channel. I'm going to be like, I wanted to be a Peter McKinnon. I wanted to do videos just like him and do it just like that. I loved his style and the way he produced. So what I did was not the right thing to do, but this is what I did, was I went out, I spent probably like $2,000 on some equipment. I bought like the camera that I shoot with the angle. That was one of the things. I got a closet over there that's just filled with stuff that I don't ever touch because I don't know how to use it really. And I bought all this stuff. And then and I was like, all right, now I got all the equipment. Now I'm ready to get started. So I set it up and I look at the camera and I did 25 takes on an intro and then put it away and said, this is not for me. This is not for me. And I put it away. And looking back on that, if I would have just grabbed, like our phones are powerful. I mean, they're powerful cameras. If I would have just said it, now looking back on it, now that I know better, and I hope anybody is listening, just don't do that. Like that's a really bad idea. Just get started. Like you said, just get started, grab your phone, start creating some content. And then from there you can scale into, you know, eventually having a studio set up like I see right here through the camera, something that's really nice. It's well put together. There's different angles and even a little bit of motion that's kind of added to it. The lighting is beautiful. It's really sharp. Everything's very sharp. So, I mean, yeah, look at that. That looks just amazing. I can see, you know, just the, and the thing is just the contrast is so sharp too. It's like I've tried to do lighting before, and it's funny because I used to own a lighting company, but it was for events. It's like very different. And I was like trying to get that balance between the background lighting and then like the focus lighting on myself to create that sharp contrast was kind of difficult. I don't think I was using the right fixtures or I was doing something wrong, but I want to go into, and why, cause this is something I want to really, if anybody watch, this is a very visual thing that we're talking about here. And I certainly want to give that YouTube kind of video clip to give people some perspective. If you're listening to the podcast, definitely go to my YouTube channel. In fact, the way to get to this is the easiest way to go. If you just go to www.introspectivepodcast.com/JunaidAhmed, JunaidAhmed, and you just go there, it's going to take you to the page and you'll see that YouTube clip there. So you can really check out his studio setup. But what we're going to do, just for the sake of capturing this, I want to ask you, like, what are the main things that people need to be thinking about when it comes to creating amazing video for their content? And before we get into that, like, just do a really quick just tour with your video shots here, just so people can see. So we got one angle right there. That's a beautiful angle. I'm going to add some like nice commentary here. Look at that. Look at the lighting. It's perfectly positioned. You've got amazing posture, by the way. Just want to comment on that. Amazing posture, very straight up, you know, and it's clean. Like everything's clean. You've got, you know, I can see that there's interesting things in the background that it catches my eye, but it doesn't distract my eye. And it creates interest. And the lighting's really beautifully done. There's that really nice balance between the focus lighting on you, highlighting you as the authority, and then also contrasting with the background, showing that there is a backdrop that really represents the brand that you've created here. So very well done. But for somebody who wants to get started in making amazing video like this, what are some things, like what are some pointers here that they should be keeping in mind?
The five keys to making great video. And so the number one thing is having a good story. Now, when I started podcasting, I was like, hey, I don't have a story. End of 2019, Pete Vargas was selling his course. He's like, you can be on so many different stages and then I'll help you figure out what your story is going to be. I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to have a story. But now I do, because I went through that transformation myself. And until you cross over from being a caterpillar, going through that cocoon and becoming a butterfly, you you just cannot fathom what it's going to be. You can see other people do it, but till that door opens in your mind, you're not going to have a good story. Maybe you already have a good story. So that's why I say get started. Jake, you also mentioned focused lighting on the talent. Focused lighting means that the lighting that you have in your video is focused on the talent. You are the talent. You're front and center, and your light is shining on you and not everything else. It kind of separates you from the background. Even if I had a regular camera without the depth of field effect, you would still be able to see, okay, there's a difference. There's the lighting difference makes that happen. Number three, so first, good story. Second, focused lighting. Number three, a decent camera. We all have really decent cameras, especially starting from iPhone 4S, which can shoot 1080p. And when this first came out 10 years ago, people were going bonkers and crazy. They used these smartphones on top of little train tracks, shooting an entire video, a 4-minute video with so many different angles, and then editing all of that on their iPhones. So we already have decent cameras. And now with iPhone 12, it's got the depth of field, it's got all these beautiful features. So we've got decent cameras already. Number four, excellent audio. Because if people can't hear you, then you got to add some music, right? We're making a Charlie Chaplin movie now because they can't hear you talk, but they can at least listen to the music. So having good audio so that people can hear you, especially if you're sending a message, sharing some valuable content. And if you watch videos from drone footage, the audio is horrible on that because you hear the buzzing fans. So they take that audio out and put a nice track to that video. So again, excellent audio. Number five is personalizing your background. People want to connect with you on a deeper level. I've got a whole bunch of things in my background. I've got some stormtroopers over here, some other Lego pieces here. I've got Darth Vader like somewhere over here. I've got a bunch of books, camera gear, like all different things that I've collected over the years just to add personality to my background. Right. It separates you. And so those are the five things that I focus on. Having a good story. So get started right now. Focused lighting. And then once you get started, then you start figuring out, okay, I'm recording video. How can I make this lighting look better? We all have the best lighting available in the world, the sun. Use your window. Be in front of the window, not behind the window. And you're going to create some really good content.
Love it. That's awesome. Those are great suggestions. And thanks for also wrapping some context around it too. It's like, why do I need good audio? Why do I need good video? Why do I need to have a story? How should I be thinking about this? And I think those are really powerful points. And thank you again for wrapping context around it. So now I just want to kind of get to, kind of getting to the end here. And I want to ask you about, how can people, like, for the people out there who are listening and they feel lost in this process, how can they get connected with you to be able to get started in setting up their room the right way? And how can they make that connection with you?
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jake. That was really kind of you. So I've got a place set up just for home studios. I call it homestudiomastery.com, just like it sound. And just go there. You can check out what I've been doing, what I've helped others. So you can see the before and after. And you can even see my before and after when you're ready to book a call or a consultation. And I've also got some downloadables, so you can download this room analysis guide. Just go there, click on it, and it's going to tell you what are the key things that you want to look into setting up your room, your space, where the lights should go, how they should be pointed at you. Should they be directly behind the camera, a little higher up, a little higher up or below? Mm-hmm. Like, you can experiment with all of these things. In fact, I experimented setting up my stage for 3 to 4 months is how long it took me.
Yeah.
But it took me 7 months after that, or during that, to just get comfortable, like even more comfortable on camera. So there's so many different things associated to it. And so that's why I keep saying, just get started.
Awesome. Well, I love it. And I'll definitely make sure to link this up in the show notes. And for anybody listening, you know, you can always go to the website, to Janaid's page. It's www.introspectivepodcast.com/JUNAIDAMHED. And that
it's AHMD.
Oh, AHMED. Sorry. For some reason, it got misspelled in my notes here. I apologize for that. Introspective.com/Junaid, AHMED. Is that correct on the spelling? Okay, perfect. Well, we'll make sure to get that corrected there. And it's going to be in the show notes as well if you're watching. So it's been amazing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate you sharing your message here and taking this to the audience. I mean, it's really important for people to understand their home studio setup and really what they need to be thinking about it. So, so thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Absolutely, Jake. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Just one more thing that I want to add is, think of your home studio as the rest of your house. We spent a lot of time in setting up our living rooms, our family rooms, the investment that we put in. So this is going to be similar. It's an investment that's going to go on forever. Some of these equipment in my room are 7-8 years old. And they're going to be working for the next 10-20 years easily, without a doubt.
That's great to notate what's the shelf life of what we're talking about with this investment. And that's a pretty long shelf life. I mean, for something to go 20 years is incredible. So, well, thank you. And for the listeners, this is our Content Creator Week. I hope you got some value out of this podcast episode. Definitely make sure you go to the YouTube channel so you can get all the visuals. This is a highly visual thing we're talking about when it comes to your studio setup. And Janaid did a really amazing job of kind of giving some demonstrations on how that looks and ways to set it up, things you need to be thinking about, and really wrapping this in the right context. So thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.